This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. You're listening to rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for singer-songwriter Richard Tyler Epperson and his new release, Falling Between the Stars. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is brought to you by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for singer-songwriter Richard Tyler Epperson and his new release, Falling Between the Stars. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Richard regarding his new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From his CD, Falling Between the Stars, here is Richard Tyler Epperson with Another Day.
Another day. Well, so much that I can see. What is truth and what is me? A shadow of a man who is no more. A box in the corner where I can store all my thoughts. Another day I get caught.
From his CD Falling Between the Stars, that was Richard Tyler Epperson with Another Day. Check out Richard at his official website, www.richardtylereperson.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Richard regarding his new release, and here's how the interview went.
But anyway, this is a fantastic CD that you've got here.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, not a problem. And now that it's out there for people to get a listen to, how do you feel about the finished work?
I'm happy with it. You know, I like how it turned out. I'm proud that I followed through and finished the CD and got it out. I did all the instruments myself except for the drums on some of the tracks, which we had a studio drummer do those. So it was good to I felt confident with how everything sounded at the end, and I did it my way, and I really liked it. You always wonder, did I pick the right songs? Doing this at my home studio and not using a studio, you get worried about sound quality and stuff. And so I always wish stuff like that could sound better. But overall, I'm pretty happy with it.
And when you say that you did everything except the drums, does that mean you were behind the mixing board as well?
Mixing, no. And with mixing, I had an online mixing thing. So from a guy, Peter Carter, in the UK. And so we'd send those over the internet just using Dropboxes, and he was helped with the mixing.
I see. And how easy or difficult is it to have your have a finger in all the pots, like from guitars, drums, and keyboards? I mean, how easy is it to get all that laid down by yourself?
Well, it depends, there's some aspects that are a lot easier. Being in bands gets hard, timing and trying to everyone to get on the same page and same feel of the song. So that can be, a bit easier if you just do it yourself. But it also gets a little bit hard because you want that different type of creativity and everyone to add their own flavor and sound. But I think it was a little easier because then, you know, I still work full time, so doing the CDs was nights and weekends. So if I felt inspired to go do something, I could run down the basement at midnight, lay down a few tracks, and you know, it wasn't a big deal.
I see. And with the album's release, have there been any reactions to it that have surprised you or that you didn't expect?
I've gotten really good reviews and people have been really kind, and so far, that's been great. You know, you throw stuff on the internet, you throw stuff out there, there's always people that give you negative results, and I haven't gotten any of those yet, so that's been really great and surprising, so I like that part of it.
Surprising, eh? No, I'm kidding. But let's talk about how music began for you as an individual. How did this whole thing get started?
It's been in my blood since I was a little kid. My great-grandfather used to do symphony works, and they ran their own radio station here back in the early 1900s, and my grandpa was a professional jazz drummer, so anyone that came through Utah at the time, he was the drummer for us. So we got, like, autographs from Nat King Cole, Johnny Mathis, Kingston Trio, anyone that came through, so he was always in the business, and music was really big to him. And same with my father and my brothers. Never went to the professional level, but always just great songwriters. And so just growing up, I've always been, that's what you do, you play music, that's how we express our emotions, and, you know, that's what we do for enjoyment. So since a small kid, music has been kind of it for me.
I see. And what artists sort of, you know, got you going?
My favorite artist is the Beatles, and Paul McCartney in particular. I think he's just amazing. Every time you hear a song, every different albums he's done over the last 40, 50 years, they all kind of have their unique style, unique sound. And, you know, it's hard to tell sometimes that's a Beatles song or that's a Paul McCartney song. And that's kind of what I strive for.
And at what point did the listener and the kid who picks up the instruments become a songwriter?
That's a little bit later in life. Started kind of writing songs. You know, I was always afraid of my voice, and I never had the courage to sing. And so when I was younger, I was always a bass player or a keyboardist in a band. And when I did any of my own music, I did instrumentals. It was kind of always my goal to try to be able to write, you know, scores for movies or for video games or things like that. And it wasn't until probably about 4 years ago is where I thought, you know, I got to get over this fear of singing and start writing more singer-songwriter type songs and not be afraid, you know, give it a go.
For more on Richard, go to www.richardtylereperson.com. From his CD Falling Between the Stars, here is Richard Tyler Epperson once again with Awake. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Psychothermia, and their new release, Fall to the Rising Sun. Formerly known as Cannibalis, Psychothermia figured what the hell's in a name and went on with business as usual, and their business is unadulterated rock, as evidenced by the rocking title track, Slash and Burn, and Anarchy. Fall to the Rising Sun, the new album from Psychothermia, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out the band at psychothermia.com.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years' experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for singer-songwriter Richard Tyler Epperson and his new release, Falling Between the Stars. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Richard regarding his new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Just out of curiosity, what did you think your voice sounded like?
Well, I think everyone hates the sound of their voice, and so when you hear it, it's like, I'm off key, and I'm nasally, and I just don't like it, and, you know, my family got really good singers in it, and so it's always kind of one of those scary things, it's like, well, why don't I sound like one of them? But, you know, sometimes not being perfect can give you your own unique style, and I'm learning that, so.
I see. Well, explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process for you. How do you go about it?
You know, I get that question a lot because I know, like, a lot of people, I talk to other local musicians or people that I meet and stuff, and they talk about writing songs, and they'll be like, oh, I've been working on this part for a month or figuring out this chord change, and I've never been like that. I've never tried to write a song. I think when you start trying to write songs, you kind of lose, you know, that creativity of it. You know, you start to get more structure, and so usually it's just sitting on the couch playing a little acoustic guitar, a couple chords pop up, and usually it just kind of goes from there and it comes out. Or if I'm recording, you know, you lay one track down, you kind of hear what it sounds, and that start putting another track down, throw a bass to it, and the song kind of forms itself. So that's kind of my songwriting process, is kind of let it come out when it feels like coming out, never try to force anything.
And from the album, what songs off of it resonate for you the most and why?
My favorite song on that album, the one that really, you know, is a lot of my emotions, is Another Day. You know, just a quiet acoustic song. There's a cello and a little light piano in it, but that one really, really, really means a lot to me. You're just, you know, about, you get anxiety, you get a little depressed, and you kind of wake up and you're like, oh God, another day. And, you know, but when the song kind of goes through, the end of it is you're kind of saying, you know, I wish I could have another day so I can make this better. So that's probably the one that touches me the most out of the whole album.
And how are live shows going for you at the moment?
They're going good. They're going well. You know, I'm solo, so I'm a little bit different than the CDs. Some of the CDs I try to, you know, some of them kind of electronic music. Some of it's, you know, a little heavier songs. So going live is a little bit different. I bring just acoustic and electric guitar and kind of switch them back and forth. Usually when I play about 5 or 6 songs from the album and then play some more acoustic tunes that I didn't get to put on the CD, but hopefully the next one.
And that went perfectly into my next question. What's next for you musically after this release?
Well, you know, hopefully I can keep getting shows and playing and then start my second album. I'd like to start the next one, you know, this summer and have it released this fall is my goal, as long as everything works out and time permits, you know. Life gets busy sometimes, but hopefully I can buckle down and focus on it.
And what would you like someone to come away with after they hear this album?
You know, I hope they enjoy it. I hope some of the songs, you know, that really kind of resonate with them. And I hope just overall that they like it. And, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, that's a good tune. Or that song spoke to me. I felt that, what guy was saying on that one. So just enjoy.
For more on Richard, go to www.richardtylereperson.com. From his CD Falling Between the Stars, here is Richard Tyler Epperson once more with Sick.
stars who fall straight down to the ground.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Richard Tyler Epperson for his time and his music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.